Okay, just, like I said after the game yesterday, very proud of this team. I really believe it's all about the players. The players have done a good job, turning this thing around and putting us in position, to be in this position, obviously. So it was a good team victory. We protected the football. We played good on defense. I thought we played really good complementary football. It was probably our best game of the year with regards to that. And I thought that everybody contributed, so it was a good win. As far as on the injury front, Brian Hoyer has progressed well through the protocol, and he's basically in the last phase of that evaluation. And so I'll know more on Wednesday. I'll be able to tell you more on Wednesday. JD Clowney, he's day to day right now. It's a foot issue. There's no structural damage there, so it's just day to day, and we'll see how that goes as the week progresses. Charles James, just to tell you this one, he's been playing on a fractured foot for over a month. He's been trying to gut it out and tough it out, and he has done that. He's practiced and played, and he's done a good job. But it was fully fractured yesterday, so at some point this week he'll go on IR, and we'll update you on the roster when those things happen. But with that, I'll open it up to questions.
In regards to Janaid and no structural damage, is this something you think that maybe he could play with as soon as Sunday, or might it be better for him to wait?
I think there's a possibility, Aaron. Sorry, I just saw Arian Foster, Freudian slip. I think there's a possibility, Aaron, that he would be able to play on Sunday. There's a possibility.
With how it's going now, do you expect Hoyer to be your starter on Sunday?
Well, he's in the last phase of the evaluation, so if he clears this last phase, then he'll start the game on Sunday.
After what Whedon did for you, would there be any way to get him some time? Or I don't know how that would work, but he's
Brandon's done
so
a
well.
Really good job. He did a good job in the Indy game. Did a good job yesterday. But if Brian's healthy and cleared, he's our starter.
This is a bad if, obviously, but does that change if you clinch tonight? And would you?
No, I believe that we have to focus on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I really do. And believe me, I understand all those things and the scenarios and all those things. But I think this team has to really done what we've tried to do all year, especially in the last half of the season, is to show up every day and get better and try to improve and try to win and go out there on the game field and win. I think that's the most important thing. I think, the best thing for this team is to compete and win.
If you do have any Bengals gear or anything like that, Would you cheer them?
Do I have any Bengals gear?
Kidding.
I have a lot of respect for Marvin and the Bengals. I have a lot of respect for Gary Kubiak and the Denver Broncos too. So I'm sure it'll be a great game. But again, I'm in there watching the Jaguars. Our staff, we just got done this morning with the review of our game yesterday, and now we're on to the Jaguars. And I'm not. Trying to pull the wool over your eyes at all on that. We're just really focused on Jacksonville. I believe that Jacksonville is a very good football team. I really don't care what their record is. They're much improved. Offensively, they've got a lot of weapons, got a really good young quarterback. Defensively, a lot of speed, good on special teams. So it's going to be a big challenge for our football team.
In your mind, is there some value to going into the playoffs, having won a few games in a row versus getting rest for guys?
I think the most important thing is to win. So if that answers your question, I don't think there's any substitute for winning.
Andre Hall and Quentin Demps are both obviously playing well. Do you think they're also playing well as your safeties, as a group, together?
Yesterday was a really good example of how that position has improved. First of all, I think the secondary, I'm going to give a game ball. One of the game balls is going to go to the secondary. I think the secondary, when you watch the tape from yesterday, there were many, many snaps where there just really wasn't anybody open. There wasn't anybody to throw the ball to, and that obviously helps our pass rush. We have some really good pass rushers with J.J. and Clowney and John Simon and Whitney Merciless. These guys really did a good job. But the coverage was a factor. And with that being said, the safety position has really improved in their coverage, in their communication, and in their tackling. Quentin Demps, Dre Howell, those guys, Eddie Pleasant, and then the young kid went in there, Drummond, and he did a nice job. So there's been a lot of improvement at that position.
What do you think about the way Jalen Strong has played, especially over the past couple of weeks?
I think he's a guy that, like I said last week, I think he probably could have been active before he was active, if that makes sense. He's really improved in practice. He's improved his conditioning. He's improved his knowledge of our offense. He's a good kid. He's a fun guy to coach, very intense. It works hard in practice, and I think he's got a good future.
Bill, I know everybody's beat up this time of year, but you talk about Charles James trying to play with a fractured foot. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to the guys in the locker room that somebody's willing to try to do that to the point where they actually break their foot?
I've always thought that personally, I'll just say personally for me, I'll let the other guys speak for themselves on that, but I just think it means a lot to me personally, just to watch guys. And you know, I give Charles as an example because, you know, he was injured in the game yesterday. But there are a number of guys. I mean, you know, you look at guys like, obviously, J.J. Watt, Brian Cushing, you know, Vince Wilfork to do what he's done this year, play as many snaps as he's played. And then you go over to the other side of the ball and you look at Dwayne Brown. You know, he's had a really good year. He's played tough all year. Ben Jones. I mean, Ben Jones, he has more injuries right now than you can shake a stick at. And he told me, it don't matter, I'm going to be out there practice tomorrow or Wednesday. So, you know, I think that's the type of team we have. And look, I'm not saying it's always pretty, but it does make me proud to stand up here and talk about those guys.
Bill, when a season flows in different ways and you don't know where it's going to go, and it's all you build and build, and like you say, you always want to continue getting better. Yeah, you'd love to be perfect in week one and week 17 or whatever. But the combination, you know, there's plenty of football left to be played, but yesterday, do you see more of your pieces where you wanted them to be as you build toward getting to be the best this group can be?
Yeah, I think it's a, you know, it's an interesting point that you bring up, Jerome. I think, you know, ideally you want to start the season, you know, like you played yesterday. And it didn't go that way, you know, for whatever reason. You know, I take the blame for that. You know, I've stood up here, I've told you that time and time again. I think as the leader, when things don't go right, you know, you got to look yourself in the mirror. But at the bye week, you know, we made a decision to be a better football team, and I think you've seen improvement. It hasn't always been perfect. Quite obviously, we've lost a couple games, but, you know, to win 6 out of 8 to this point where we're at is a testament to the players in that locker room. There's more, there's better communication, there's better play, there's better knowledge, there's better coaching. I think everybody has really contributed, and the players have gone out there, and they deserve, you know, most of the credit. As always, they've done a good job. But the way that we played yesterday is really the way that this team needs to play. Tilt the field, play good field position, be opportunistic on offense, make some chunk plays, and then play really good defense for 60 minutes. And that's what this team did yesterday.
Bill, several of your players mentioned yesterday just simplifying that defense was such a big thing for them, to allow them to just go play. When did that happen, and what kind of a difference has that made to get them to play at such an elite level for stretches?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, obviously I believe what you said, that I'm not sure how simplified we've made it. I think that the players have really put a lot of time into this, and I think one thing we've done in practice is we've allowed the players to be, not to run practice, but when it's 11 on 11, it's the players' practice. The coaches, George and Rack, they're on the side, and they just signal the play in and the players' practice. I think we made a decision to do that so that we could help everybody understand what we were trying to do better, because let the players figure it out. So we're not going to be out there on the game field to figure it out for them. So let's let them figure it out on the practice field. And I think the players have done a great job of that. You know, our leaders have done a good job of that. They've put in extra time in the film room, and we've practiced well over this stretch, which I'm a big believer in that.
Offensive line, how much of a part have they played in this? Because they've had to protect for different quarterbacks with different styles, different cadences, and, you know, just kind of different preferences for how to form the protections.
Yeah, I give those guys a lot of credit. You know, and I think one of the keys there is that over the last few weeks we've been able to stay fairly healthy. So you have the same 5 guys out there for the most part, and then we add Lamb to the mix when we do some heavy packages. But the same 5 guys. So, you know, you've got Dwayne playing next to Xavier, you know, a veteran player playing next to a younger player. You've got Newt and Brooksy playing next to each other, and that helps.
Kind of a little bit of surprise.
Yeah, there's a couple guys like that. You know, if you talk about Lamb, you know, I just really like his attitude. I think he's tough. I think he has a lot of work to do to to have the type of career he wants to have in this league. But I think he's the type of kid that will put that work in, and he's done a good job for us this year. You got another guy, I'll give you another example, and there's other guys, but Curtis Drummond. You know, Curtis Drummond comes in here. He starts out on the practice squad, and then we promote him. And, I mean, he's made a big difference for us on special teams. I mean, he's made a big difference. And, you know, Alfred Blue was down there causing that fumble yesterday on the punt. But, you know, Curtis was right around that pile, and he's always around it. And so you got guys from last year like Max Bulla that's done a good job. Brian Peters on special teams has been a big addition for us. So there's some guys that have really done a good job.
Bill, you've kind of talked today over here to your right. You kind of talked today a lot and really throughout the course of this season about kind of just passionately about the players. And yesterday they really credited the coaching staff. Is that something that you have seen that has kind of grown a mutual respect for each other, kind of the all buying in, and is that really essential to moving forward and taking the next step?
Yeah, you know, look, I've said this all along. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the guys in that locker room, in that meeting room. I mean, we demand a lot of these guys, you know, and I think that there's always been respect there, but I also know that, you know, it takes time. I say this at the beginning of every year, and really mean it. Every year is different. You know, this team that started this 15 year was not like the 14 team. We had different players, different things that we had to get straight, you know, schematically, all those different things. But I know this. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the way these guys work. They work very, very hard. There's good leadership on this team. We practice, you know, hard. We compete in practice. I think if you ask anybody in that locker room, they tell you, yeah, that we practice hard. We lift weights. You know, we demand things of them in the weight room twice, two or three times a week, depending on the type of week we're having. Extra film meetings. We're here early in the morning, especially on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Our meetings start at 7 a.m. and we're here till you know late into the afternoon. So these guys put a lot of time in, and that makes me really proud of this team, knowing that they have a chance to really do something here. But again, the key is that we have to finish it. I would say that Cecil Shorts would not be ready this week.
John isn't here, so somebody has to ask. As far as holidays go, where do you rank New Year's Day and New Year's Eve?
I really do. I've enjoyed New Year's Eves over the years, that's for sure.